Blackstone Audio presents Xana's Gift, A Life in Christmases by Orson Scott Card, writing as Scott Richards. Read by Emily Janice Card and Stefan Rudnicki.
1. There are many ways to lose a child, and none of them is merciful. But like all unbearable things, it can be borne. And in the weeks before Christmas 1938, the Pullmans were learning how. Ernie, their oldest boy, had turned 15 in August and was in his next-to-last year of high school. There would be little money to send him to college, but he was smart and studied hard. He hoped for a scholarship, but he didn't count on it. He didn't count on anything. That was why he also worked at Virgil's Furnace. Ernie had started with Virg as a boy, looking over the man's shoulder while he worked on eking some more life out of the Pullman's old coal burner. "Can't be saved," said Virg, and then told him the bad news about what a new one would cost. Ernie spoke up before his parents could say a thing. "What's the cost if I go to work for you?" Virg looked the boy up and down, which wasn't far. He was only 10 at the time, and not big for his age. Ernie had watched close during the attempted repair. He'd made himself useful, fetching this and holding that, and his questions showed that he understood what Virg was doing. So Virg looked at Mr. and Mrs. Pullman and said, "I'll take him on, but I can't say how much it'll take off the price till I see what his work is worth."
"That's fair," said Ernie, again before his parents could respond.
"I'll make sure that this..."